It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. Hour number three right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We've got the... let me get in the top three stories here real quick. Governor DeSantis has asked for a statewide grand jury to investigate COVID-19 vaccines. And we've talked a lot about that last hour. Governor DeSantis also opens up a huge lead over President Trump in a recent USA Today poll among likely Republican or Republican-leaning voters. It was a 23-point lead in that poll. And then President Biden signs a bill to protect same-sex marriage. This is the bill that the Senate passed first, and the House ended up making some revisions and passed it. And now it's gone to the president. He went ahead and signed that bill. This is one where basically if you get married, you have same-sex marriage, you move to a different state that may not have the same protections, you will have those protections in place. Same thing with interracial marriages. They included interracial marriages in this bill as well, even though I didn't know there was any issues with interracial marriages, but that's what they're paying attention to. So then let's see here. Those are your top three stories. Walmart CEO said yesterday that they may have to start closing some stores due to retail theft. Shoplifting has been around forever, right? I mean, that's just been a thing. It's always been going on. But apparently, it's higher than what it's historically been, according to Walmart CEO Doug McMillon on CNBC. And he went on to say that they may have to change the way they do business if this crime trend continues. He says, one is, if it's not corrected over time, prices could be higher or stores will have to close. We know that it's not Walmart only. Target last month said that they had about $400 million in losses, primarily due to retail crime. Now, Target mentioned it was organized retail crime. It was like when people all go into the store at the same time, rush the store, get a bunch of stuff, and then all leave at once. So it's not just... it's not just your petty kind of thing here or thing there. Over the summer, San Francisco police arrested a man and seized over $200,000 of stolen retail goods. So it was like, oh my goodness, there's a lot of stuff going on here. So we're starting to see these things. Now, one of the reasons for the retail theft, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, there's a couple of stores around the nation that got rid, they basically tried to come out with this app where you could scan the barcodes of the products you were buying, and it would basically put them into a cart, and then you would just pay for it right then. And then you could just walk out and you just show somebody your phone. Well, they got rid of it because they found in just a few short months that their retail theft went through the roof with that, and they got rid of it. Now they're starting to look at these self-checkouts. There are some Walmarts, because this is Walmart we're talking about, there are some Walmarts around the nation, they don't even have any checkout cashiers anymore. It's all the self-checkout. That's all they have now in some of these stores. And a lot of them are converting to add more of those. We've seen it here in Creighton. They've added more of the self-checkouts. And so we're starting to see that happening in more and more trend. But now what they're finding is they don't have the employees. Like they have this catch-22 now. They don't have the employees to be able to get cashiers. So they started implementing more of these self-checkouts. But then they have retail theft going through the roof because of it. So it's like this catch-22. They can't just get rid of the self-checkouts, bring back cashiers, because there's nobody who wants to do those jobs. This is basically what they were finding. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-110 is still slow moving in the eastbound direction. Still backing up to I-110 and Davis Highway on I-10 if you're heading eastbound. This is due to a accident that we had at exit 17. This is right when you're getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge near Scenic Highway. It is blocking the right lane, so make sure to get over to the left lane, and it's still extremely slow-moving traffic due to this accident that happened a good bit ago. And it is causing delays. Everyone that's getting off of I-10, taking Highway 90 into Pace from Pensacola, we're still seeing some major delays backing up all the way to Scenic Highway. If you're heading northbound, it's going to be backing up to Pelican Lane. If you see something else on the roads or have details for me, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Everybody's yeah, we got a text here. Oh, by the way, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for joining me here on News Radio 92.3. Got a text here. Hey, Bobby, of course shoplifting is up higher than it's ever been. Nobody's ever had to check themselves out before now. People can check themselves out, and I wonder how many people are really being honest. And they do have people like watching kind of now. And actually, I've noticed this at some Walmarts. I haven't noticed it all the time, but I've noticed it sometimes when I've gone. When you check out now, there's somebody there who checks your receipt. Like they do like Costco and Sam's Club. Now there's somebody at Walmart doing that. And I think they're going to start probably doing that a lot more at these places. Because, I mean, think about it. Then you got like, what, two or three people who are checking receipts and checking what's in your bags. Versus having to hire a bunch of, you know, a whole bunch of cashiers, it still saves you on labor, but then you can try to cut down and it's just one of those things. It's a deterrent. There's some people who are still going to try to stick some stuff in there to steal, but they're doing it on purpose. And then others now are like, oh wait, there's somebody checking my receipt. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pay for this after all, or you know, whatever. So I think that'll help out. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The Respect for Marriage Act is now the law of the land. At the White House today, President Biden signed the bill that ensures federal protections for same-sex and interracial marriages. Sam Bankman-Fried in jail in the Bahamas after learning the charges against him. Federal prosecutors say the disgraced young crypto king and former CEO of FTX stole billions of dollars from customers since 2019 and up until the company collapsed. Flags will be lowered across Connecticut tomorrow to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the Sandy Hook School Massacre. Governor Ned Lamont ordering all local, state, and federal flags to fly at half staff. And finally, you know, we've been talking about the weather. You know, we've been seeing it on Channel 3, certainly yeah. In our newscast, but storm systems already been producing tornadoes in Oklahoma, Texas, moving south. Northwest Louisiana has some tornado warnings, southern Arkansas as well. So, you know, I think it's an enhanced level, I think is what it's at now, mm-hmm. The orange. So, nothing to ignore. So just, you know, stay weather alert over the next 24 to 32 hours or so.
Yeah, I did see on WEAR they were showing some highlights in the break. I guess there was tornadoes in Texas and Oklahoma. That's all part of that storm system that's dumping snow now on the plains, and then it's going to hit the East Coast and probably shut down the East Coast for a while, you know. So that's what it's starting to look like right there. I want to get your thoughts. I haven't got to talk to you yet about your thoughts about the new coach at UWF, Caleb. I just went blank on his name. Nobles, yes. Caleb Nobles.
Well, you know, my initial – I don't know the guy. Never heard of him until today because, I mean, I'm just not really a follower of UWF football. But when I was watching the press conference, I said to myself in my head, he reminds me of a – young Dabo Swinney.
Oh, okay.
At Clemson.
Yeah.
And I was like, and that without knowing that he was at Clemson for the past 2 years.
Yeah, he was. That's right. Yeah. That's
so I think that's, you know, he talked a lot about, you know, love and, you know, Dabo has kind of built that, that, brand, that personality of, you know, the faith family type deal. And not to say that he's the only coach that does that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But when I watched him and just in my, the press conference there, I was like, you know, he looks like a young Dabo Swinney. He acts
Good
like
point.
A young
Didn't
Dabo Swinney.
Yeah.
So to see that he was, you know, at Clemson the last 2 years, I was like, well, yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense. I was onto something there. So,
yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, obviously, you know, you can't just the personality has to be there. Yeah. But, you know, the results have to follow, obviously. So, you know, Pete Shinnick is Pete Shinnick. And, you know, I think it's a mistake to try to, you know, to replace him. I think that having been in Coach Shinnick's program as a player, as an assistant coach, he knows what the standard is. And yeah. So I think that, you know, it's a perfect fit. You know, he played here, his wife's from here. So, you know, we'll see how long he sticks around, but it doesn't sound like, you know, this is necessarily a quick stepping stone for him. You know,
no,
he could spend a few years here.
Yeah. And I think, I started thinking about it a little bit more. And I was thinking, you know, because he was at Clemson on their coaching staff there. And it got me thinking, you know, why, when you're at Clemson, why step down to a coaching staff position at UWF? Unless maybe you were told you're the coach in waiting when he came here as a co-offensive coordinator. And then he was in charge of, you know, and then he was a defensive, what is it? No, he's in charge of football operations since 2017.
So he was here from, he was on the coaching staff from 2017 to 2020. Then he went to Clemson.
Oh, that's right. Then he went to Clemson. And
now
came
he's
back.
Back.
That's true. Yeah. So now he's back. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, his role at Clemson, you know, talking about like, you know, where he is on the totem pole, pretty low.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he gets a chance to lead a program and players that he's very familiar with in an area that he's very familiar with.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, he was the first quarterback for the team in their inaugural season. And, you know, now he's going to be the second ever head coach for the team. So, and like you said, because he played under Shinnick, if he wants to continue kind of, like he saw what Shinnick was able to do and he's able to maybe try to keep that thing going. Because he was on the coaching staff, he played for him, the whole works. So, but he's his own person. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like we talked about a little bit yesterday, what makes a college coach successful is their ability to recruit. And that's where Shinnick shines. I mean, that's where he shines. How else can you start a team brand new and go to the championship game first year unless you're able to just do a tremendous job recruiting? So, I'm looking forward to seeing the new chapter for the UWF Argos. Yeah. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 eastbound, expect extreme slowdowns. This is due to an accident. Scene of the accident is at exit 17. This is right when you're getting onto the Scambia Bay Bridge at Scenic Highway. Still seeing slowdowns, and we still have the right lane blocked off, and it's backed up all the way to Davis Highway in I-110. So extremely slow-moving traffic. If you are planning on getting off the interstate to head eastbound on Highway 90, you're still going to see some delays on Scenic Highway as you head northbound, backing up all the way to Addison Drive, and then your normal everyday afternoon traffic on Highway 90 on the bridge is definitely present. If you see something else on the roads or have details for me, give me a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Coming up here next, let's talk about, well, Governor DeSantis launching this investigation pertaining to myocarditis in vaccines. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas,
Christmas comes this time each year.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Florida is launching a study examining myocarditis cases after COVID-19 infections. This comes about, so this was launched from Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo. But then this comes about after Governor DeSantis has a separate plan to have the courts investigate pharmaceutical manufacturers Pfizer and Moderna for any wrongdoing they might have done as well. Just basically a very robust investigation pertaining to COVID vaccines.
All right. right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Ah, yes, it is Christmas time. Thank you very much for joining us here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Remember, you got another chance. We gave away multiple pairs of tickets today to the Sanger Theater. They got the holiday movie series going on Monday and Tuesday. They have first Monday they have It's a Wonderful Life. Tuesday they have A Christmas Story. And so we gave away tickets to that. Tune in tomorrow for Pensacola Morning News for an opportunity to win a couple pairs of tickets once again. Listen to Pep Talk with Jenna Barr and listen again here tomorrow. We've got some more tickets. We've got lots of tickets to give away to go see It's a Wonderful Life and A Christmas Story. We got your sports hit coming up here in a minute. But first, top three stories. Governor DeSantis asks a statewide grand jury to investigate the COVID-19 vaccines. DeSantis opens up a huge lead over Trump among Republicans, according to a USA Today Suffolk University poll. And President Biden signed the bill that's going to protect same-sex marriage and interracial marriages. That is the top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
FIFA World Cup update. Argentina beat Croatia today, ending Croatia's Cinderella run. So they will play the winner of France against Morocco. That game is going to be on tomorrow on Fox. Then the NBA is underway right now. Philadelphia 76ers are leading the leading the Sacramento Kings by 7 points at the end of the first quarter. On TNT, the Golden State Warriors are beating the Milwaukee Bucks by 2 points. And then the late game on TNT will be the Boston Celtics against the LA Lakers at around 9 o'clock. NCAA men's basketball coming up. Well, right now, LSU is beating North Carolina Central by 10 points. Then, let's see here. Number four, Alabama is playing Memphis at 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN2. NHL hockey underway right now. Boston Bruins are beating the Islanders 2-1. LA and Buffalo is still scoreless, as is Carolina against Detroit. The Florida Panthers are beating the Columbus Blue Jackets 1-0. Scoreless game between New Jersey Red Devils and the Dallas Stars, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are beating Seattle Kraken 2-0. Toronto is beating Anaheim 2-0. So those games are all on ESPN+. Then when you're in your sports news, UWF has hired a new coach, Caleb Nobles. He was the first quarterback for the team when they started the football team 6 years ago. And he spent a few years on the coaching staff, then moved over to Clemson for a couple of years, and now is back as the head coach, replacing Pete Shinnick, the second head coach in the program history. Mississippi State head coach Mike Lee had a heart attack yesterday. It was in critical condition. That was one of the big sports stories. Well, today he passed away at the age of 61 after a heart attack. Surprising to hear that story. Mississippi State Bulldogs will play in the bowl game against Illinois, saying that they want to honor the coach. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray went out with like second or third play of scrimmage yesterday. He wasn't even tackled. He was trying to slide and somehow injured his knee. Turns out, ACL injury. He's going to be out for the season with an ACL injury now. Tough one right there for Kyler Murray. Falcons quarterback Marcus Mariota left the team after being benched last weekend, and they're not sure if he's going to return. And NBA has named a new NBA trophy, an MVP trophy, the new MVP trophy after Michael Jordan. Much deserving. Five-time MVP Michael Jordan. The trophy looks pretty fancy. It looks like Michael Jordan dunking, and the ball that he's dunking is a crystal. And it's sitting on a platform, a really nice-looking platform base. It has all kinds of symbolism with this thing. It has six sides for his six championships. It has five of this for his five MVPs. It has 23 facets on the crystal to represent his jersey number, 23. The trophy itself stands up 23.6 inches high to represent his number 23 and his six championships and all kinds of other stuff. So it's a pretty interesting little thing right there. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
The traffic update is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. We are still seeing slow traffic on I-10. This is going to be if you're moving in the eastbound direction. We had an accident causing some major slowdowns all throughout this afternoon and evening. It's at exit 17 is where the right lane is still closed off, but we are still seeing slow-moving traffic. It's improving, but it's still past 9th Avenue. So eastbound on I-10, extremely slow-moving on throughout Pensacola, as well as causing delays on Highway 90 as you leave Pensacola heading towards Pace. It's backed up past the Davis Scenic exit intersection and still seeing slow-moving traffic on Scenic Highway heading northbound. If you see something else on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Presented by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, there you go. I have to admit, when I woke up today and I saw later in the day that they had named a new NBA trophy, MVP trophy for Michael Jordan, I remember thinking it was a joke. I didn't think it was real. I was like, what? No. Well, his isn't the only one, by the way. Hakeem Olajuwon trophy for Defensive Player of the Year. Wilt Chamberlain trophy for Rookie of the Year. Jerry West trophy for Clutch Player of the Year. John Havlicek trophy for Sixth Man of the Year. And the George Mikan trophy for Most Improved Player of the Year. And so, but the one that I think that has the most symbolism by far would be the Michael Jordan trophy. The other ones are pretty kind of standard-looking trophies. It just has kind of it's like a crystal trophy with a gold player inside of it. But the Michael Jordan one, all kinds of symbolism with it, and it's pretty fancy, pretty nice-looking one. All right, coming up here next, we're going to have your Sign of the Apocalypse. But first, CBS Sports Minute.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Football coaching is a copycat profession. Everyone builds off what came before them, but Mike Leach was an original. The Mississippi State coach died late Monday night. From his air raid offense to his unpredictable and entertaining approach to the media, he was a true innovator. College football is a sport built by strong personalities. We remember coaches, and none had a stronger personality than Leach. He will truly be missed. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Buying a home? Rocket Mortgage will cover 1% of your rate for the first year at no cost to you, saving you hundreds, even thousands, with Inflation Buster. For example, if you lock a 7% rate today, you'll only pay 6% for a year. That means more road trips, more date nights, more front row seats, every month for a year. And your rate is secured for 30 years. Plus, if rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase, you get exclusive savings when you refinance with Rate Drop Advantage. More home upgrades, more rainy day funds, more cash in your pocket. Save when you buy today and refinance tomorrow. Call 833-7-ROCKET today or visit inflationbuster.com to start saving. That's 833-7-ROCKET or go to inflationbuster.com.
For fees covered, rate, life date, requirements, and other terms and conditions, visit inflationbuster.com. Call 1-833-7-ROCKET, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've got a text here talking about the new Michael Jordan trophy is the new MVP trophy. The new MVP trophy for the NBA is the Michael Jordan trophy. Got a text here. Now, the James fans, that would be the LeBron James fans, can fully realize that Jordan is better. I was thinking about that, too, that there's going to be some people, there's going to be some controversy there. Some people going, I don't know if Jordan should be the, but look, this is one thing I'll say. Even though there is evidence that LeBron James may be a better player. There is evidence of that. He was a better three-point shooter at a younger age. There's all kinds of things. But that being said, I can say, at one point, so Michael Jordan has 5 MVPs. And you're thinking, he played 15 seasons in the league. I only have 5 MVPs. And at one point during the height of his career, basically the voters were like, for the MVP, were basically like, Michael Jordan just would get it every single year he plays. But we don't want to do that. We don't want to be unfair. And it's like, it's not about being unfair. It's about the dude's the best player in the league right now. And there's been some years where LeBron could have, like, he probably should have won the MVP, but they gave it to somebody else. But it's not like Jordan. Like, Jordan could have won the MVP almost every year he was playing. And they just didn't. You can't say that about LeBron. There's been years where you're like, well, I don't know, KD was a better player this year. You know, like LeBron is still good, but KD was probably the better player. You can't say that about Jordan. Like every year, Jordan was the best player. It was just amazing. I remember when they came out with that Last Dance documentary, and my teenage son, you know, obviously was not around during Jordan years, watched it with me, and I remember him just being like, Jordan did that? Jordan did that? And then we were watching highlights, and he'd just be like, oh, my gosh, that guy's amazing. I was like, yeah, I'm telling you, Jordan was amazing. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
A bunch of people have been posting online on social media. Wait, let me clarify that. A bunch of young people have been posting online on social media surprised that nutcrackers, you know, the little device, especially you see around Christmas time, nutcrackers can actually crack nuts. Yes, they did not realize it can actually crack the nuts. Now, what's one of the funny things, by the way, is that most of these young people apparently posting these videos didn't even realize that nuts came in a shell. So the whole idea, the whole concept of a need of a nutcracker escaped them, because they were like, why do you need to break up? Can't you just use your fingers? And they're like, no. Have you ever tried to break a walnut with your fingers? That won't happen. But they're used to the walnut, like, after it's, like, just the flesh of the walnut.
I mean, I personally have never used a nutcracker to crack a nut, but it's called a nutcracker.
Yeah. Yeah. But I guess if you just didn't realize nuts come in a hard shell.
Yeah.
But how can you not know that in your 20 or 16 or 17 or 18?
Honestly, I think that a lot. And then even people that I'm like kind of close to will say something and I'm just like, wait, what came out of your mouth?
What happened?
So I wouldn't put it past us.
So that's
kiddos.
That's what I say. The youngsters, they're finding out that nutcrackers actually crack nuts, and they're blown away by it. And they're sharing their TikTok videos of them using it, going, look, it actually cracks a nut. Like, yep. I will say this, though. In my personal experience, nutcrackers aren't that good at cracking the nuts. I'd rather use the hand nutcracker thing that I don't remember what you call it. I guess just a nutcracker. I don't know. But I'd rather use the hand ones that than the actual, like, toy soldier nutcracker thing. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, plus traffic on the 5, so stick around for that. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Before we get to Joe Ford in the newsroom, let's get a quick traffic on the 5s.
The major delays right now are still going to be on I-10 as you move eastbound past Davis Highway and I-110. You will start to see some slow-moving traffic. This is going to be due to an accident that we had at exit 17. It is improving, but definitely still slow-moving. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much. Good point here. I appreciate this text. It says, now, we had an English walnut tree in our yard, and we always cracked the nuts by hand, because I was saying you can't crack nuts by hand. But we put two walnuts in your hand, and you squish them together. I'm a woman. I still crack them this way. Actually, that's how I crack them, too, with walnuts. But it doesn't work. You can't do it with, like, almonds. It doesn't work, like, as well as other. But with walnuts, it works really good. You put two walnuts in your hand, you squish them together, and it cracks them open. So I appreciate that little tip right there. Let's go to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, prosecutors with an update on the federal charges against Sam Bankman-Fried, facing several counts of conspiracy and fraud after being taken into custody in the Bahamas. Currently, no prisoner exchange talks on the table now between the U.S. and Russia relating to Paul Whelan. Woman is the word of the year by dictionary.com, saying the word is inseparable from the story of 2022. Had some high-profile events involving women, including, of course, Queen Elizabeth II's death. Ketanji Brown Jackson, the Supreme Court nominee, asked about her definition of a woman. And then Brittany Griner. And Lionel Messi will get a chance to lift the coveted World Cup trophy in what will certainly be his last World Cup game of his career. Argentina beating Croatia 3-0 today. They'll get the winner of tomorrow's semifinal, France and Morocco.
One Cinderella team down, one to go. It was be a France against Argentina matchup.
I think that's likely.
So I think so too. I mean, hey, if Morocco ends up winning, though, good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, more power to them. But I think it's probably going to be another situation like what we saw today, a 2-0, 3-0 win for France against Morocco. But I guess we'll find out tomorrow. So thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. It's if you want to get the 12 days of Christmas, then it's going to cost you $45,523. Oy vey. And if you keep buying them over and over each day, like the song suggests, then it'd be $197,000. It'd be 364 total presents. Oy vey. The most expensive item on the list is, I always forget what this is. Oh, yeah, 10 Lords of Leaping is how much it would cost to hire 10 dancers from the Philadelphia Ballet. 10 Lords of Leaping, $13,980. 9 Ladies Dancing would be $8,300. 8 Maids of Milking, that one's cheap. Only $58. There you go. So you can get 8 Maids of Milking for you. $58. Kind of weird. But I guess that's how much they charge women to milk a cow for an hour at minimum wage.
Also, if you think about it, at the end, even if you just got each day one time, you'd be left with 23 birds.
It's a lot. That's a lot. Yeah, what are you going to do with 23 birds?
I don't want that as a Christmas gift, I'll say that.
You could eat, kill them and freeze them for food later. I don't know.
Yummy.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.